Well, Coach, you've obviously been a head coach before, but it's your first game as head coach of the Regina Pats, and how are you feeling heading into it?
You know, really excited. I've been here, this is my third year or so, to see some of these young kids that have grown from, 16 to 18 now, and some of them and how they've matured both as people and as players makes nights like this very, very exciting.
First of all, what did it mean to you to get the opportunity? I haven't talked to you since you got the new job, obviously. What did it mean to you to get the opportunity to be a head coach in this market with a franchise that certainly has a lot of history?
Well, this is special for sure. It's the oldest franchise in junior hockey, and I'm glad that I didn't have to go elsewhere for it. I'd had some opportunities in the other leagues that I looked at, as well as going back to pro. But this is where I wanted to be, and my family enjoys it here. We're settled kind of in this community, and we're very happy.
So how did the Regina Pats change under you compared to the years under Pat Conacher? You were on that coaching staff, so is it going to be a stark change, or will we see a similar style of play?
You'll see some similar factions for sure. How we transition the puck, because we've got some guys that are a little bit more mature now, a little bit more speed and a lot more depth in our lineup. So we're going to change maybe how we attack a little bit more. But the character traits that we look for in our players, what it takes to be a Regina Pat, that won't change. Pat, Josh, and I were all cut from the similar cloth, and how we perceive hockey players, and our new assistant, Billy McGuigan's, the same way. So you'll see some, without tipping my hat too much, right. You'll see a few changes here on offense, maybe on our special teams as well, but a lot of the same attributes for sure.
Well, one thing I did hear was the desire to possess the puck a little more. Is that sort of the way you're thinking?
No question. Just due to the way our roster was built last year, we had to employ maybe a meat and potatoes style of attack, and we've got some guys now that are a little bit older, a little bit more confident, know the league a little better, and we're going to try and manage the puck a little bit better, be more of a threat as we cross the offensive blue line, to make plays off the rush as opposed to maybe just dump it in and have to retrieve it. I'm a huge believer when you have the puck, make them take it from you. As opposed to just giving it up.
What kind of a coach are you? How would you describe yourself when you have the reins as the head coach?
I'm a very intense guy. I mean, that's the way I played. I'm a 100 mile an hour, 100% of the time type of guy, and that's what I demand of my players. While they're on the ice, it's a 60-minute hockey game. If you're here to play, you're here to give it your all, and you have to do all the little intangible things. I think my experience in being a one-man coach for over 750 games has led me to see the game pretty quickly on the ice, because I had to do it all, run the D, run the forwards, the PK, the power play. So I'm able to make adjustments pretty quickly. I see things on the bench and on the ice very quickly. And we're going to try and keep teams guessing this year. We're not going to be a very predictable hockey club.
Outside of that, what you mentioned, what are some major differences for you being a head coach in junior versus your experience in pro?
They're kids. Yeah. I'm used to dealing with guys, that have wives and kids and NHL experience and NHL contracts. And you got to remember some days, as much as we want these guys to play a man's game, they're still kids. And the emotions that go into with being an adolescent, we have to remind ourselves that they're impressionable. We try and keep it as professional as we can, but we also have to be here as a mentor to these guys. And it is a business for sure, but we have to be sensitive to the fact that these guys have families and some of them go to school, and all those are major changes.
You talk about being more of a veteran squad this year, having more depth this year. What are some other traits that you would prescribe to this roster based on what you've seen of them in training camp and in preseason so far?
Well, our back end is a little bit more similar to what we had 2 years ago when we were last in the postseason. We had a veteran crew back there of really the big four that we had. This year we've got a real threat on the power play in the back end. Dmitry Sinitsyn, very similar to like Brandon Davidson or Martin Marincin that we had 2 years ago. Luke Fenske, a minute muncher. He's a guy who plays 30, 35 minutes a game. And there are two young guys who are veterans of the league, Kyle Burrows and Kobe Williams, are certainly more mature and going to be counted on to play along a lot of minutes for us. So we feel our maturity Even from our young guys, like our 18-year-olds are veterans of the league now, 2 and 3 years. And while they're still young and they're still growing, we're expecting them to, you know, to be mature hockey players. So we're in better shape than we were at this time last year, no question. We don't have a clear-cut, you know, veteran goalie like we've had Matt Hewitt the last couple of years, but we do have good 19-year-old kids in there.
So the question hasn't been answered yet in terms of the goaltender, though, that number one job is still up for grabs. Do you hope someone's going to grab it by the horns, or do you see it being a rotation?
Well, right now, Dawson McCauley's got the nod, so he's the number one guy for tonight. And I'm a big believer, you play a guy while he's hot. Why change it? So Dawson's got the nod tonight, and we'll reevaluate after the game. But as long as the guy's going, he's going to continue to get the net.
Last thing, you added Carter Hansen in a deal yesterday. How do you plan to employ him?
Well, you know, he just got here this morning and really just got a pregame skate in with us. So we're going to wait until we head to Swift on Saturday to put him in the lineup. It's a lot to throw at a young guy who's played one certain system for 2 straight years to walk in and all of a sudden expect him to know everything tonight. So we'll get him in a good practice tomorrow and get him acclimated. There's a lot of excitement with a home opener, too, and a lot of distractions. So we want him to feel comfortable, and playing on the road will be the best way.
All right. Thank you very much.
Anytime.